apologize for the amount of our requirements of Osai and all the different sigils. I promise it will fall into place. The reason why I'm trying to make sure that you see all these things, and sometimes certain sigils are a little bit more dependent on the shir, because this is really, really fundamental, Rabbi Yisrael. The klolim and the sigils that are going to come out of this sigil, I guarantee you will be klolim that you will use for the rest of your life. That's why I want to go slow, and I want to make sure that we understand and put everything together in the right format, in the right way. So we started off the Baisai in the sugya. We presented the Maran Kalava's question, that fundamentally there seemed to be something missing that we never asked and articulated, that once we jump in the sugya, because Kasabodak or Ain Kasabodak, that the Maran Kalava says, who cares? Maisa, Safek, there are Bonan Lakula. You have an easy way out, and you should just say that it's not, that it's irrelevant. So the Maran Chalava suggested a cloud, and he said that it's not so simple that in every situation you say Safik Darabonu Lakula, and there might be certain breaks and certain limitations on that cloud of Safik Darabonu Lakula. And that was his conclusion, that when it's Eshel Levar, like our situation, that you could be Baidik, that you don't say Safik Darabonu Lakula. We suggested that this might not only be a chiddush of the Maran Chalava to answer our fundamental question in our sugya, but this might be the nekudas hamachloikas between Rashi and Tosis and the Gemara Daf Tesim Beis by an achbar that took a piece, and we're not sure if it was coming to matzah into a house. And Rashi and Tosis seem to, the Gemara says that it's kavua kemechta al mechzadami, and it will be a suffix 50-50. And Rashi says it's a suffix with Gabi Bdikas Chametz, and Taisa says it's a suffix with Gabi Achilas Ha'item, whether it's Chametz or Matzah. Clearly, Taisa is assuming that if it was only Linyan Bdikas Chametz, then you would say suffix the Rabbanu Lakula, even though it's Eshel Levar. So perhaps the Kudus HaMachloikis between Rashi and Taisa is whether or not the Maran Chalav is correct, and do you say by a suffix the Rabbanu Lakula by Eshel Levar that you can't rely on suffix the Rabbanu Lakula if you have a way out and you have an ability to be mevarer that. We said that might even be the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Rambam and the Raif, that how to learn that sugya, whether it's talking about a deraisa or a derabbanan over there, because there was that option of efshir levar. Yesterday we began to explain what is the Nekudas HaMachloikis, if we're suggesting that this might be a machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos, the Rambam and the Raif, and a fundamental dispute amongst the Rishayim whether or not how do we conceptualize such an idea? How do we explain such a topic? So yesterday we did so through the prism and through the perspective of the fundamental issue and machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether or not every derabbanan potentially could be a violation of the fundamental principle of leisaser, which leads to the question that the Ramban attacks the Rambam. If you say every derabbanan takana gezeira might be leisasa, then how can you in your straight mind even posit a possibility of saying safik derabbanan lekula? Seems to be that the concept of safik derabbanan lekula flies in the face of the Rambam's conclusion that every edict derabbanan might be leisasa and have an aspect of a deraisa on its hand. So we presented yesterday two mahalchim amongst the gedolei rishayim and gedolei achrayim, how to get out of this murderous kasha from the Ramban in understanding fundamentally what it means to be a derabbanan and what it means to say safik derabbanan lekula. The Lecha Mishnah and the Drash Zaran say, and the Zohar Rekia say fundamentally, that what this means is because ein achanami, every derabbanan might be a deraisa, but that's only in the situation that it's a vade derabbanan. But if it's a safik derabbanan, so then heim amru, and they said, we're not going to be machayiv you b'makom safik. They are saying that's a little bit, you're not going to touch on the Sasser. Because they tell you where to apply it, and they tell you where not to apply it. However, the Shashmaitza had issues with that, like we spoke about yesterday, because that's not going to help for all Sveikas. It won't help for a Sveik in the Dino, it'll only help for a Sveik in the Tzias. So therefore, the Shmaitza said a Meir de Gazach, and the Shmaitza said, probably people that showed Rachas Ramash on the ceiling, and when he said this, he says, Ramam Mashitasa, and it connects to a famous debate amongst the Rambam and the Rashba, that the whole Shmaitza Aleph, the Pesach Oshin, I watched the video last night, Shkot, Julian. I just watched it with my son. You should send it out. The whole about the upbringing of the Ketzois and his brother, the Pinchas of Sveikis, and when they didn't have money to go to Cheder. And the father was washed. They didn't have money for clothing, and the mother was washing the clothing, and the kids were waiting to go to school because they had no clothing, and the Rebbe came and knocked on the door and looked for his precious jewels, as the song goes, and they were standing in the corner waiting to get dressed, and the father walked over to his two boys, took off his shirt, put them in one shirt like that he was wearing, and he said, "Chalila, that they should wait and not learn with their Rebbe, and they should go and not and save every second and every ounce of Torah that they can get, and I will be without a shirt so that they can grow." And ultimately, you're misnayed like that, and you are preserved every second that you learn Torah, and that you make sure that your children are always sick and tired up, so you end up with a kuntras hasmekis and a kreis hafeshi. That's mamish mayor gibazah. So, mitzvah Hashem, you should follow in their footsteps. So, Zokhtar Shev Shmaitza, he says that this is the Ramah Shittas. The Ramah has a chiddush that he says, every suffix d'araisa, although the Gemara tells us clearly that we have to be machmir, the Gemara never tells us if that sad lahachmir, is that a chi of the rabbanon or a chi of the araisa? Is that minat Torah that we have to be machmir, or is it the rabbanon? So the Shmaitza said, no, perhaps, according to the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense. In case where you have a suffix derabanan, the reason why you're not violating lo sasser deraisa and you don't have to be machmir al suffix deraisa is because even a suffix deraisa is only derabanan. So mevela, you're never going to have a deraisa that the Rambam's going to ask against the Rambam that what? That you're going to have to be machmir. He's assuming if every derabanan is deraisa, so suffix deraisa l'chumra, not if suffix deraisa l'chumra for the Rambam is also a derabanan. It's a chatz of a chatz. You say something such a thing, it just brings a smile to your face. The Rambam himself answered himself. Gevalu. Rabbi Sai, those are just two analyses. No, that's not a word, is it?
Analyses.
Thank you, Sammy Stiller. Analyses. Really?
Yeah.
See? Weird. Doesn't sound right, right?
Like crises.
We have another European here that wants bets to all, bets to differ. Rabbi Sai, so what do we come out of here? We had fundamentally a machloikas, how to approach Safi Darabon Lakula. We were talking about in the realm of how the Rambam is going to defend himself from the Ramban's kasha. But fundamentally, that comes out to be a major hakira in the Yisrael of Safi Darabon Lakula. And I'm going to explain to you in a second, but I want to share the third side of how to get out of this kasha. And that's the study of the special halakha. Rabbi Sai, don't forget the special halakha for the rest of your life. And I mean that when I say that. This is one of my favorite special halakhas. Okay? There are a lot of favorite special halakhas that I have. This is really one of my favorite special halakhas. Rabbi Sai, I said to you yesterday that the Nesivus has a fascinating psak. Because if a guy buys something from a store and it has an Issa D'Araisa writing on it, so I can go back to the seller and say, it's a Mekach Tos, I want my money back. Just like there's a dent in the car, so there's a pekam in the food. It's also to eat. What do you? It's an issur d'araisa. Says that it seems like mishmar, but if it's an issur d'rabbanan, it says that it's shulchan aruch. If it's an issur d'rabbanan, then I can't say mekach tos. Why not? What's the reason? So comes along the nesivus and he says the following idea. You know why? You're not going to believe what I'm about to say. Everybody say, remember this for the next year Yom Kippur. Says the nesivus on mishmar. You know why? Because if you do a d'araisa b'shoigeg, you violate an issur. What's the raya? If I violate Shabbos for Shoigeg, everybody say, what do I have to do? Bring a chiyuv chatos. If I do it the Rabbanan b'Shoigeg, I don't have to do tshuva. I didn't do an issur. As long as up in the season. Why? What's the reason? What's the rationale? Listen to what the Nesivus tells us. And this is what the Meshech Chacham is building on. A d'oraisa inherently has chashivas. It's not only that I just wronged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I did physically, I was just involved in something that actually is problematic. And therefore, there's a pagam. And therefore, in a world of mechachos, if I have an item that now I want to tie it to the seller, this is defected, it has to be something that inherently talks to the object and is inherently problematic, like a dent in the car. Masha'en came, what's the nechayiv of derabonot? Says the Nesivus, inherently there's no chiyuv on every level derabonot. What is a chiyuv derabanan? Loisaser ben adam in the smoke. You have to follow the rabbis. Make sure you're obedient and you follow their rules. It's not that the Derabbanan inherently has chashivas most of the time. And therefore, says the Nesivos, you can't tie up that the item has a oneness to it. The item is totally fine if it's only carrying this as the Rabbanan. And it's not carrying this as the Arayis. I can't tie up that. I, as a Gavra, have a chiyuv to listen to the rabbis. And I can't rebel against the rabbis. So the chiyuv to follow Rabbanan is to be obedient to the Rabbanan and not to rebel against the rabbis. Murder rabbis, that's the story of the Meshachot. But fundamentally, inherently, there's never going to be a chiyuv korban on a Derabbanan. Not only because it doesn't exist with the Midrash. It's not shayach on a level of Derabbanan, because that's not what Derabbanans are about. There's a difference between a inyan kloli, that we want you to behave, and we want you not to rebel, and therefore we're going to say this is the rule book. But it's not that fundamentally the machayiv of those dinim is because of those mitzvahs. It's that we have to follow the rabbis as an inyan kloli, and that's why it's all under the rubric of Lysasar. And then there's a din prati that, no, there's a chiyuv here, there's a chiyuv there. And you'll see, because the oinish on a lot of these yisurim in HaTorah are going to be different. Because you have to fix the pgam in a pratiistic level in different ways, in a different spectrum. L'mashal, I was telling our burger before. L'mashal, you have such a similar yisurim on a level of d'oraisa. When it comes to Bnei Noyach, or Yosef Engel writes, that all the shevets Bnei Noyach get one oinish. Sayyid. You're killed. With Sayyid. Why not? Why don't they have the Chiluke Kapar? The tenet is because, also when it comes to Bnei Noyach, it's not the mitzvahs, the etzim fundamentally that we want them to follow. We want them to have civil order. We want them to behave. The name, if you're not, so the king's going to chop your head off. And that's why specifically it's the Oinish of Sayyid, which is representative of it being Mayer B'malchus. That's the way you represent Mayer B'malchus, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. You chop off the guy's head with a sword. That's the king. So you're not behaving in the king kingship. But you're not etzem mekabel the Torah. You don't have tariyag mitzvahs. You don't have a protheistic chilukit kaparah that now can associate the different averas on different levels. No, you just remire the malchus. So the rabbanans also, even by klal yisrael, you remire the rabbanan. Rabbi said, I'm only remiring the rabbanan if I'm doing it to turn his merit. It's up to the sivis. If I'm doing it b'shoyeg, did I do an avera the rabbanan? No. By definition, the fact that I didn't know about it, the fact that I was misasin, the fact that I wasn't aware, and you weren't over in avera. So there's no tshuva by the rabbanan b'shoyeg, because you didn't do an iser. Meir de gazach, Rabbi Yisrael. Rav Shechter once said, there was a guy who owned a bakery. He was a landed, a chap. He owned a bakery, and he said, you know what? I don't have to be mafresh challah in my bakery. A lot of people are initial, they don't realize cakes and cookies are five and a half rushes challah if you have the right shiur of Yisrael. It's not just challah for the meal. It's not just bread. It's also cakes and cookies. It's anything that is a dough, is bread, is a lechem that's considered lechem. So he said, I don't have to be mafresh challah. I'm not going to bother with this. Why? Because challah and chutz l'aretz is only the rabbanan and it is. And anyone who's going to buy my food is going to not know that I wasn't mafresh challah, so they're going to violate the issur of the rabbanan b'shoyeg. So, according to the Nesivos, they don't have to do tshuva, so it's fine, so I don't have to be mafresh challah. Wow, what apikursus. But like, the chak is true. But you can't give ashkofa to such a guy. Other rabbi, you should close down the whole factory. You know? But that's the yisoy. That's the yisoy that though. Memelu kum tois rabbi say. If you want to know why suffik the rabbana lekulo, why isn't that way saucer? The Teretz is exactly like the Nesivos is saying. I'm not being mired against the Rabbanan. I'm not being mired. I'm doing it, but they're a suffik. I'm only being mekel at this because this is not a vade de Rabbanan. Because it's a suffik. Is that a merit? Vade, that's not a merit. So the melee, I didn't violate the saucers. That's why I could say suffik de Rabbanan lekula. That's why I could say suffik de Rabbanan lekula, because it's not a merit. Like saucer applies when you're being mired de Rabbanan. But I'm not being murmured about it. I'm specifically only being make all this by a suffix. I'm not violating my suffix. So it's not going to be a violation, but the Ramban's finding that it's going to be an issue of their rights. Yeah, right.
So you're equating suffix.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking the soid of shayyeg and applying it to a matzah of a suffix. Just like there, it's not murmured, so to only, I'm only doing this because it was suffix. And the rabbi see that guy. They say, okay, we'll pass. We'll let you in the room. We'll let you pass. So it's not going to be, a violation of merit. That's why it's not going to be the rabbi. Rabbi say, Yehei Mashiyehei. A few of you say this, how to explain the kasha of the Ramban against the Ramban. A few fundamental yisoidus about how to understand the Rabbanan. But l'didon Rabbi Yisai, l'gabe our sugya, what do we come out? We come out with the following chakira. And this is what Rabbi Chanan speaks about in the Kuntras Divrei Seifim that I put in the Maram HaKoyim. Zot Rabbi Chanan, when you say Sofik Rabbanan Lekula, are you saying that b'teres vadai? Or are you saying that b'teres Sofik? Are you able to be toilu l'hokil b'teres Sofik and say, you know what, it's only the Rabbanan, even though the etzim, there really is a tzad that he might be chayav, that he really might be, it might be usher, but since the severity is only the Rabbanan, we're allowed to be makel, right? Why doesn't that touch on the Yisosar? I'm the Shmaitza, I'm the Meshach Chachma. Or do you say no, like the Lecha Mishnah? No, there is no Isser in the first place here. There's no Chiv in the first place here. Why? Because it's a Safik Darabbanan. Kachisnu Milachar Chila. They set up that the Darabbanan doesn't exist, but Taras Safik. So is that a Ptur in the Taras Vada? Is that a lack of Isser in the Taras Vada? Or is it the Taras Safik? Nach Gemina Rav Elchanan says a wild finish, we said yesterday. Zot Tehelger Rav Elchanan Nekutches Debrei Seifer. He wants to set up the following situation. You have a guy who's mechuyev in a mitzvah midei rabbanan. He doesn't have the ability to be yotzei. He can't. He doesn't know the words. He doesn't know how to do it. He can't that. Whatever it is. Now I have another person who's a safek derabbanan. If I say that he's potter b'teres vaday, like the Lechem Mishnah and the Drashas Aran, there's no way that he's going to be able to be mitzvah the other person. Says Rav Elchanan, but if you say that by a safek derabbanan there's a tzad chiyev, so maybe you could say, when you need him to be mighty, and that would be the kula shabo, so then you could say, be makel in that direction, and say, al tzavi de rabbanu l'kula, I can view him as still l'choyev, since he's my only option, had a pot to the other person. And in the world of the rabbanans, I could still see a chiyuv for him to be mighty. Azoy zokar bochon. That would be the nafkamina between our two mahal. I have another nafkamina, Rabbi Yisai. What's my other nafkamina? It's called tzachim daftalid. Are you sidus pick a kasha? A chiddush of the Maran Chalava, perhaps machlokes Rashi and Tosis, perhaps machlokes the Rambam in the Raivin in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. When I have a suffix, the Rabbanan Lekula, do I have to be mevarer? If I could be mevarer, it depends. It's suffix. The Rabbanan Lekula is nishken suffix. It's b'toyras vaday. So then, why would Chazal ever tell you to be mevarer? But if Safek de Rabbanan Lekula is B'Torah Safek, so then just like we compare it to Davar Sheish L'Matirim, then we don't say Safek de Rabbanan Lekula when there's a way out, when there's a way down. Shkochlan be'Issi, Yochlan be'Heter. So then also over here, Maram Chalava, and perhaps those who showing them will say that you can't be Meiko by Safek de Rabbanan Lekula. Gishmak. Okay, let's take it one step further. But Meir ben Rabbi Yisai, the Maram Chalava did not only say that you're chayav to be mevar by a safek derabbanan lekula. He also said there's another klal. Svek svek. What is it? Let's just clarify, everybody. For those of us that didn't learn Tzubis, what is a svek svek? Safek, what?
Within a
safek. Safek within a safek. Good, so explain it to me. Let's take the example of the Gemara. What's the example of the Gemara? In Ksuvah Daf Tes? Well, what's the case? What?
So
it's a case of a what?
Safek,
it's Ashes Yisrael or Ashes Kayin? What does the Gemara in Ksuvah Daf Tes say?
Ashes
Kayin?
Or Yisrael Basketball.
Right? I think it's going to be Ashes Yisrael, right? Because Ashes Kain is going to be problematic.
Yeah.
Ashes Yisrael, what's the difference between Ashes Yisrael and Ashes Kain? It's a very hard halacha to grasp.
If she's not.
What? The onus. A woman is raped if she's an Ashes Kain, she's Aser Terazim. If she's an Ashes Yisrael, she's Mukher. Nansa is Mukher. So Mamela, you have a woman who doesn't have her psulim, and now we have a suffix. So says the Gemara, if she's an Ashes Yisrael, so that she's mutter. Why says the Gemara Tzumis? Because you have a svek sveker. So, this is the source for svek sveker. Suffek. This happened before she was married. Maybe it wasn't even as nus taftov, and then she doesn't become aser. And even to loymer taftov, and even if you're going to be machmer on the first suffek, but maybe it was ba'inis and it wasn't beratzen. So that's what's called a svek sveker. That's what's called a svek sveka. Okay? How does a svek sveka work? Like, why is it mutter? just because we could throw around sekas? Right, so the Rashba says, and it's very relevant for when you learn Tzubas, this Rashba is Yisayishtik. The Rashba says the reason why Svek Svek is Mutter is Mitam Rov. There are majority studim that would now tell you that this is going to be Mutter. We analyze the fact, and majority of the studim statistically tell us that she's probably Mutter. So it's no different than a Rov, and a statistical Rov. However, perhaps there's another pshat. Perhaps there's another pshat by Suffolk, by Sexfake of Lion's Mutter. Who could suggest another pshat? Is Avi Bahar around? Is that A. Avi Yossi?
I don't know what
it is. Avi Bahar said this a few days ago, or so. Anyone remember what he said? Or anyone can figure this out on his own? Everybody say, you all have the information in front of you, right? Oh, what did you say about the Rabbanu? Whoa. I'm dealing with, right now, I'm paskening an Ashes Ish Shazinsa. Okay? For you to walk in here and you to say, Rabbi, this is only a Rabbanu, and relax, is a little mechutzpah. Like, this is shadows of Amzeris. This is shadows of like Znus, like messed up and should be messed up. And you're gonna just walk in here and say they're a hunter? Who are you?
I'm not saying it.
However, just because I give someone a hard time doesn't mean he's not right. But he has to explain to me why he's right. Anyone want to say what Yosef said, that it's a Derabbanan? Or like, I didn't want to open my mouth again.
That Svek
Svek
is a
Derabbanan? Yeah, why is Svek Svek a Derabbanan? What's Yosef talking about? What? What?
Isn't following the Svek Svek a Derabbanan?
Nope. Svek Svek could be on the biggest Derabbanan should be Derabbanan. Znus! Mamzerus! This woman was Mizane! Ksum is the test! Why are you being mocked into her husband? If you have a woman that's Mizane with her husband, she's also a Vaila. Yeah, Judah.
Is it like the sheet of the Rambam that says that the rice says yeah. Religious
Derabbanan? Oh! Zok! Judah Samuels, I'm married to Gazak. Everybody's saying, hold on, this is coming together. I'm not sending you on goose chases to see Maramakimus, everybody's side. I'm trying to build a building over here, everybody's side. I'm trying to give you some Maramakimus to try to work out these Svaras. Zok, Judah Samuels, Givaldi! The Schmeitzer told us that what, according to the Rambam, every Suffolk deraisa is only the Rabbanan. So say, everybody say, I want you all to say it. If every Suffolk deraisa is only the Rabbanan lechumra, zok the halach between the godim and hilchos Svek Sveka. You know why Svek Sveka is mutter? Because it's a Suffolk Rabbanan lekula. That is awesome. Not like the Rashba. It's not mitam roi. It's not because you have more stud than lahaka. It's because fundamentally every sex faker is all turned into a something or other kula. Geschmack. Excellent. Avada, it's a serious shiloh. Avada, we're dealing the Pashos Nos. Avada, sex faker works by the Raisa concepts. What is the pragmatics of it? How does it play out? Zok the prima gadu, if you should just around them, it's not like the Rashba. It's not because I'm low. It's because I'm something. They're up on the cool up. Whoa, schmack. Where are boys? In that same sugi, Ksubas daf tes. Before you get to daf tes, when you're still fresh, at the beginning, you guys learned it in the Tiv, right? At the beginning of the year, right? Rabina gives a shir Chloe, and he says, I heard about this shir Chloe. Super is the best Masechta, right? Right? So you start the first Mishnah, right? Chazal tell you, you gotta get married when? The Sula Nisis, we are married. Remember those days? When I had the whole year ahead of me, Gevaldik. Baruch Hashem, you're still fresh. Ah! Or the opposite. Rabbi what? Better if you were son of Alf, son of Bet. Right? Sulamis of the Yemarevi. And what? And we need to make sure, says Rashi, that you're going to have access, what? To the Beis Din. Right? So every woman in Klal Yisrael has to get married on a what? On a Wednesday before Murphy's Laws, right before he had to close down the wedding laws. Everyone's got to marry on Wednesday. Why? Because you got to be near the Beis Din. And so you got to check things out, because what's going to happen? He's going to realize she doesn't have the Sulim, and then there's going to be a whole tumult, there's going to be a whole court case, and then they're going to have to appeal and go to the Supreme Court, and it's going to be not pushed, and we're going to have to recount and everything. So it's just big problems. Right? Says Tesis, whoa, Rashi, you don't make any sense, Rashi. Why is that necessary? Why are you making a takana for a very, very limited case? What you're saying is relevant for who? For Eishes Chayim. But for an Eishes Yisrael, you have a sex faker. Don't you know that Tesamen Aleph? That's Tesis Kasha in Ksubis on that Beis Min Aleph, Yibra Maschil, She'im. Rashi, in the beginning of the Sefer, at the beginning of your year in Eretz Yisrael, makes absolutely no sense. Right? So then we'll say, okay, we'll figure it out in Eretz Yisrael. When we get to YU, we'll figure it out. We'll do right. Yeah, what? Exactly what David Tain is. You know what the Nekudas of Machlokes between Rashi and Tosis is? By a sex maker. That you have the ability to be mevarer. Are you mechayev to be a mevarer or not chayev to be mevarer? Tosis says you're not chayev to be mevarer, so maybe you don't have to make a takana, you don't have to get married on Wednesday. According to Rashi, no, even by ancient Israel, it's relevant. So you have a sex faker, but you're actually mevarer, so be mevarer. Moiradik, Rabbi Yisai. Who is Rashi, according to some sefer, who is Rashi holding like Rabbi Yisai in our sugya? The Maran Chalava, that every sex faker you're having to be Mavar. Meiridik. You want to stop there, Yosef? I'll give you another one. Frech the Ram, the Rabbi Nadav, the Balmor, all the Rishonim on Psochim Daf Tesamit Beis. Psochim Daf Tesamit Beis, all the Rishonim asked the following kasha. What happened at Daf Tesamit Beis of Oisai? In Achbar, took a what? Took a piece of something with flour and water from a bunch of piles. And we don't know what they took. Ask the Rishonim, I don't understand, what's the problem? Even if you say like Pisces, that it's talking about a suffix like I've been eating it, what happened to the din of Svek Sveko? What Svek Sveko? Suffix, maybe you took Chometz, maybe you took Matzah. And even if you took Chometz, what? Suffolk, he ate it. Guess who asked me this kasha? Linda asked me this kasha. Remember you asked me this kasha? It's the kasha of Al Rishonim. All the Rishonim and the Testament Beis asked this kasha. Right? Who's not going to ask this kasha, Rabbi Yisai? The Maran Chalav. The Maran Chalav. Rabbi Yisai, it's all one sugya. It's all one shmuz. It's geshmak. So all the Rishonim that asked that kasha are obviously saying, even sex fake of a muck, which is levar, your mekel, which is the psak of the Ramah, the Siman Kufyud, sex fake of a muck, which is levar, your mekel. But the Maran Chalav would disagree. But how did the Maran Chalav put that into one statement? Why did Maran Chalav say, oh, kihechi that I'm saying something, kihechi that I'm saying something, there are bottle of kula, so memela, also sex faker Asher Levura. Perhaps there's something much deeper, Rabbi Yisai, that's going on in this Maram Chalav in our sugi, Rabbi Yisai. That's now going to span not only something to Rabbanu Lekula Asher Levar, but Rashi and Tosfos in Ksubis and Rishonim on the Testament days of Eretz Hashem that we're going to get to and we're going to see that had to deal with this kasha of why don't you say sex faker. Maram Chalav would have said simply, no, you can't say sex faker. But why is he joining those sugyas? Why is he saying that together, Rabbi Yisai? Near Lafiani as Daiti, perhaps one could suggest that the Maram Chalava was mamish saying something that we were already mechavin to today. What did Judas Samuel say? What's the Rabbanan? according to Shitas
HaRambam, that any stuff that is on the Darais level